In addition to discounted hunting fees for first-timers, the plan would offer incentives to experienced hunters if they recruit someone else to the fold. And on top of the hunting classes for high school students, the plan would have the Department of Natural Resources establish adult hunting education programs that can be completed at DNR service centers. Assembly Republican Majority Leader Scott Suter says the aim is to get people who aren't hunting now to try it.
We're dealing with making sure that we capture those individuals, bring them into the sport of hunting, fishing, and trapping, and to make sure that the future of our sporting heritage is secure.
The plan would also offer a free ice fishing weekend and lower the minimum age for sturgeon spearing from 14 to 12. Groups including the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin support it. Organization President Dean Hamilton says Wisconsin loses more hunters every year, partly because young people aren't interested.
When I was a youngster growing up, my Sundays were spent on the family dairy farm at my grandfather's, and we hunted. There was no Nintendo. There was no cable television. There wasn't soccer. Kids weren't playing sports 365 days out of the year. So there's a lot of reasons why, and that's why I'm hoping that collectively this group can come together and figure this thing out and reverse the trend.
The proposal would also encourage public land purchases through the stewardship program to prioritize land that can be used for hunting and fishing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.